This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen, you can never give up. You never give up on your dreams, and you never did. Talk about that, because I think that's what the kids listening right now and their parents listening this evening want to hear. They want to hear somebody who's had to work their butt off to get where they're at.
Absolutely. Well, I think it starts with being honest with yourself, you know, and I was talking to some kids the other day and just letting them know that I think the attitude about D1 and recruiting and what people think recruiters are looking for and all these different things that are happening, I think the attitude and mindset is changed quite a bit. And I think it's affecting our young athletes because, you know, the mindset is to everybody needs to go D1. Don't get me wrong. I think that's a fantastic goal to have. But one thing I've realized in my life is that you don't have to go D1 to be looked at by the NFL or to be recruited by college, you know, coaches or to have an opportunity. One thing I've learned is that if you are good, if you're a good player, if you catch the ball, if you're making touchdowns, if you're scoring, you know, touchdowns in games that you're supposed to score touchdowns. So if you're playing a team that's not as good, you're supposed to, you know, score 2 touchdowns.
Sure.
You're now supposed to score 6. You're supposed to dominate. And so I think if players get in a mindset and understanding that, you know, hey, listen, I know I'm good. I know I just need the opportunity. You know, they're going to get picked up. And a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, college scouts, they're looking at guys on film. A lot of times they're looking at one guy, but it could be that one player who's hustling, that one player who's making those plays and that extra effort that end up catching the eye of that scout, because that's a player that's coachable. That's a player that I want on my team. That's the player who's not going to be complaining if I put him on special teams or if I put him out of position that he's not used to playing. And so the dynamic of the mindset and what it takes to get to college, I think has to change. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here, is to let these kids know there is no set path that you have to go to make it into the NFL from college.
Yeah.
And there's no set path to make it into college. It's not just D1. There are plenty of colleges in this country that will take players no matter what division you're at. If you are good and you claim you're good, then you display your goodness on that field. And those scouts, those college scouts, those NFL scouts, they will come find you.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, before we let you go, who was or who have been the biggest influences in your career as coaches? What coaches along the way have influenced you enough to get you at the point where you're at today?
Oh, man, I would have to say it would have to have started with Stump Mitchell, my running backs coach in Seattle. Yeah, Stump Mitchell was a very influential person. He was that guy that gave me the truth when I got there. I mean, I remember the first day I stepped onto the direction of facility, he set me in the room. It was me, Sean Alexander, Mo Morris, you know, Max Strong, all the running backs in the room. And he pointed me out. He said, let me tell you something, Leonard. His words were just as clear as day. He said, let me tell you something, Leonard. You're from a D2. You play tight end and you're in a running backs room. He said, the odds of you making this team are none. He says, I'm going to tell you right now, they don't even like you. He says, so you know what you got to do? He says, you got to be exceptionally good at everything you do, because the minute you mess up, you're going to be cut. Can you imagine that being your first message when you get there? And so from there, it set the tone for me on what I had to do. It didn't make me sulk. I didn't cry. But I realized here, I have to realize where my weaknesses are. I got to fix them, make them better, because as a D2 athlete, not playing in front of 80,000 people, the eye is, you know, I got the bullseye on my back.
Yeah.
So I got to go out and prove people wrong and improving my skills. And that's what I did. It made me work at my craft. It made me better. And ultimately turned me into an all-pro and a Pro Bowl player.
Yeah. Keep that story at the top of your list, because that's the one thing that you got to tell your kids, because I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir.
That's a story that'll kind of scare you straight a little bit. But at the same time, put everything in the perspective. Coach, again,
absolutely,
thanks so much for taking the time. The best of luck. And when things start getting a little bit right, we'll talk to you again after, and then we'll talk a little bit about your football team. And the best of luck, and welcome to South Florida.
Thank you very much, man. You have a great night.
Good stuff. I'll tell you what, Leonard Weaver's a heck of a guy, and he's going to do a great job at Coral Springs High School, especially with great stories like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.